onto the business of advertising now, and the heck with friends. So that sitcom is going away. Look for a new ad campaign from the phone giant Verizon that's coming to the rescue. Here's a review from Slate's Seth Stevenson.
The new Verizon spots start with a shot of a suburban house and the on-screen words, Verizon presents the Elliots.
Christina, come on out. It's almost time for dinner.
I'll take all my meals in here from now on.
We glimpse the Elliott family amid their bustling evening routine. Dad's emailing some pictures. Mom's chatting on the phone. All of this made possible by Verizon.
Tom!
You guys know how to send a picture in an email?
Yeah, Dad.
You gotta embed it.
I was doing it the other day.
Yeah, look, it's easy. Take the little guy here and drop him in the body of the email. See? Even Nana can find that. She's not as tech savvy as we are.
These ads have been referred to as sitcommercials. There's the well-meaning doltish dad who's the butt of all jokes, the adorable kids. It's every family sitcom you've ever seen, with one key difference. You don't get laughs and lessons. You get bundled DSL and unlimited calling. Why make a sitcommercial? Verizon's vice president for brand management told me there are two main goals, and the first is simply to entertain. These ads are meant to feel fresh, with their sitcom tone and their appealing mixed-race cast. The company feels you're less likely to tune these ads out or say, I've seen this before. In the future, rather than launching new products from scratch, Verizon will just slip them into the Elliots' daily lives. Cheaper calling plan? Mom Elliot loves it. Better internet features? Dad's a big fan. It keeps everything under one roof, literally, although fictionally. So as a viewer, you link Verizon's services together in your mind. That's the crucial concept for a communications giant. They desperately want you to buy a whole suite of their products, not pick and choose your phone, mobile, and internet out of a grab bag of providers. But perhaps the more intriguing thing is the use of ethnicity in these ads. Along with the Elliots, in which Dad is Caucasian and Mom is Latina, there are other series of ads, one with the African-American Davises.
Don't you have homework?
It's done. We have Verizon Online DSL now.
That stands for didn't study last night.
And the Sandovals, a Spanish-speaking family for the Spanish-language market.
Sandra, me llamo el chico que te conté.
All three employ the sitcommercial format. They even share a theme tune.
Verizon Online DSL and Verizon Freedom. Freedom to get things done, or make others get things done.
Well, they almost share it. It's been tweaked for each different family. The Davises get a fatter bass, while the Sandovals are met with a flurry of cowbells and Latin percussion. But most intriguing of all to me is the mixed-race casting of the Elliott family. The Elliots are what Verizon calls its mass-market family. They're meant to appeal to everyone, nationwide, as a flagship symbol of Verizon's brand. I don't think I've seen a mixed-race family as the focus of a large, long-term campaign before, and certainly not one where the dad's so defiantly white-bread and race is so beside the point. Of course, nothing's really beside the point when it comes to a big-budget ad. Verizon is using race as a marketing tool. The company is trying to grab attention with its casting, and yet show a mixed-race family is no big deal. I give the new campaign a B. This ad did make me stop and pay attention, and I'm a sucker for PC utopias. I'm actually looking forward to more episodes of The Elliots.
Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate Magazine.